2 Samuel chapter 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had stayed 2 days in Ziklag, it came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul, with his clothes torn, and earth upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. And David said to him, "From where come you?" And he said to him, "Out of the camp of Israel have I escaped." And David said to him, "How went the matter? I pray you, tell me." And he answered, "That the people have fled from the battle, and many of the people also have fallen and are dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also." And David said to the young man that told him, "How know you that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead?" And the young man that told him said, "As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered, 'Here am I.' And he said to me, 'Who are you?' And I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.' And he said to me again, 'Stand, I pray you, upon me, and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me.' So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them here to my lord." Then David took hold on his clothes and tore them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son and for the people of Yahweh and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. And David said to the young man that told him, "From where are you?" And he answered, "I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite." And David said to him, "How were you not afraid to stretch forth your hand to destroy Yahweh's anointed?" And David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and fall upon him," and he smote him that he died. And David said to him, "Your blood be upon your head, for your mouth has testified against you, saying, 'I have slain Yahweh's anointed.'" And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he told them to teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, "The beauty of Israel is slain upon your high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. You mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul as though he had not been anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turn not back, and the sword of Saul return not empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. You daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. How have the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, you were slain in your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant have you been to me. Your love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How have the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished?" 2 Samuel chapter 2. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" And Yahweh said to him, "Go up." And David said, "Where shall I go up?" And he said, "Unto Hebron." So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. and his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and they were and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, that the men of Jabesh Gilead were they that buried Saul. And David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead, and said to them, blessed be you of Yahweh, that you have shown this kindness to your lord, even to Saul, and have buried him. And now Yahweh show kindness and truth to you, and I also will offer you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Therefore now let your hands be strengthened, and be you valiant, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah has anointed me king over them. But Abner the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ish-bosheth the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim, and made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ish-bosheth the son of Saul went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. And Joab the son of Zeruiah and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon. And they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool and the other on the other side of the pool. And Abner said to Joab, let the young men now arise and play before us. And Joab said, let them arise. Then there arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And they caught every one his fellow by the head, and thrust his sword in his fellow's side, so they fell down together. Therefore that place was called Helkath Hazurim, which is in Gibeon. And there was a very fierce battle that day, and Abner was beaten, and the men of Israel before the servants of David. And there were 3 sons of Zeruiah there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asahel, and Asahel was as light of foot as a wild roe. And Asahel pursued after Abner, and in going he turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him and said, are you Asahel? And he answered, I am. And Abner said to him, turn you aside to your right hand or to your left, and lay you hold on one of the young men, and take you his armour. But Asahel would not turn aside from following of him. And Abner said again to Asahel, turn you aside from following me, why should I smite you to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab your brother? However, he refused to turn aside. Therefore Abner with the hind end of the spear smote him under the 5th rib, so that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. Joab also and Abishai pursued after Abner, and the sun went down when they had come to the hill of Ammah that lies before Gia by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together behind Abner, and became one troop, and stood on the top of a hill. Then Abner called to Joab and said, shall the sword devour for ever? Know you not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then before you bid the people return from following their brother? And Joab said, as God lives, unless you had spoken, surely then in the morning the people had gone up every one from following his brother. So Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still and pursued after Israel no more, neither fought they any more. and Abner and his men walked all that night through the plain, and passed over the Jordan, and went through all Bithron, and they came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from following Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servants 19 men and Asahel. But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 70 men died. And they took up Asahel and buried him in the sepulchre of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at the break of day. 2 Samuel chapter 3. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. And to David were sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinom the Jezreelitess, and his second Chileab of Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite, and the third Absalom the son of Maacah the daughter of Talmai king of Geshur, and the fourth Adonijah the son of Haggith, and the fifth Shephatiah the son of Abital, and the sixth Ithream by Eglah David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, and Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone in unto my father's concubine?" Then was Abner very angry for the words of Ishbosheth, and said, "Am I a dog's head, which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul your father, to his brothers and to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hand of David, that you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? So do God to Abner, and more also, except as Yahweh has sworn to David, even so I do to him, to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Whose is the land?" Saying also, "Make your league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with you to bring about all Israel to you." And he said, "Well, I will make a league with you, but one thing I require of you, that is, you shall not see my face, except you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Deliver me my wife Michal, which I espoused to me, for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, even from Phaltiel the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along, weeping behind her to Bahurim. Then said Abner to him, "Go return," and he returned. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "You sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then do it, for Yahweh has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, and out of the hand of all their enemies.'" And Abner also spoke in the ears of Benjamin, and Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel, and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David at Hebron, and 20 with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And Abner said to David, "I will arise and go, and will gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they may make a league with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires." And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop, and brought in a great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the hosts that were with him had come, they told Joab, saying, Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he has gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, What have you done? Behold, Abner came to you. Why is it that you have sent him away, and he is quite gone? You know Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive you, and to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you do. And when Joab had come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah, but David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, so that he died, for the blood of Asahel his brother. And afterward, when David heard it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before Yahweh forever from the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Joab one that has an issue, or that is a leper, or that leans on a staff, or that falls on the sword, or that lacks bread. So Joab and Abishai his brother slew Abner, because he had slain their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, Tear your clothes and gird you with sackcloth, and mourn before Abner. And King David himself followed the coffin. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, Died Abner as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put into fetters. As a man falls before wicked men, so fell you. And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to cause David to eat food while it was yet day, David swore, saying, So do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else, till the sun is down. And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner the son of Ner. And the king said to his servants, Know you not that there is a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel? And I am this day weak, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too hard for me. Yahweh shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. 2 Samuel chapter 4. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble, and all the Israelites were troubled. And Saul's son had two men that were captains of bands. The name of the one was Banah, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Rimmon, a Beerothite of the children of Benjamin, for Beeroth also was reckoned to Benjamin. And the Beerothites fled to Gittaim, and were sojourners there until this day. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. And the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, Rechab and Banah, went and came at about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who lay on a bed at noon. And they came there into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat. And they smote him under the fifth rib, and Rechab and Banah his brother escaped. For when they came into the house, he lay on his bed in his bedchamber, and they smote him, and slew him, and beheaded him, and took his head, and got them away through the plain all night. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth to David to Hebron, and said to the king, Behold, the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, which sought your life, and Yahweh has avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and of his seed. And David answered Rechab and Banah his brother, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, and said to them, as Yahweh lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity. When one told me, saying, Behold, Saul is dead, thinking to have brought good tidings, I took hold of him and slew him in Ziklag, who thought that I would have given him a reward for his tidings. How much more when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed? Shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand and take you away from the earth? And David commanded his young men, and they slew him and cut off their hands and their feet and hanged them up over the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the sepulchre of Abner in Hebron. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David to Hebron and spoke, saying, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. Also, in time past, when Saul was king over us, you were he that led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh said to you, You shall feed my people Israel, and you shall be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before Yahweh, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem to the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spoke to David, saying, Unless you take away the blind and the lame, you shall not come in here, thinking David cannot come in here. Nevertheless, David took the strong hold of Zion, the same is the city of David. And David said on that day, Whoever gets up to the gutter and smites the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Therefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Millo and inward. And David went on and grew great, and Yahweh God of hosts was with him. And Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a house. And David perceived that Yahweh had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron, and there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these are the names of those that were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua and Shobab, and Nathan and Solomon, Ibhar also, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishamar, and Eliadar, and Eliphalet. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And Yahweh said to David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, Yahweh has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burnt them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of Yahweh, he said, You shall not go up, but circle around behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall move yourselves, for then shall Yahweh go out before you to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as Yahweh had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until you come to Gaza. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from the Baal of Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of Yahweh of hosts that dwells between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before Yahweh on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, and on psalteries, and on tambourines, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of that place Perez-Uzzah unto this day. And David was afraid of Yahweh that day and said, "How shall the ark of Yahweh come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of Yahweh unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months, and Yahweh blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told to King David, saying, "Yahweh has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertains to him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bore the ark of Yahweh had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatted calves. And David danced before Yahweh with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Yahweh with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of Yahweh came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, and she despised him in her heart. And they broke in, and they brought in the ark of Yahweh and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, to every one a cake of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before Yahweh, which chose me before your father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of Yahweh, over Israel, therefore will I play before Yahweh. And I will yet be more vile than thus, and I will be base in my own sight, and of the maidservants which you have spoken of them shall I be had in honour." Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. 2 Samuel chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within curtains." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for Yahweh is with you." And it came to pass that night that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says Yahweh, Shall you build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even unto this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build you not me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, so shall you say to my servant David, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies out of your sight, and have made you a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also Yahweh tells you that he will make you a house. And when your days are fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for ever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established for ever before you. Your throne shall be established for ever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. Then went King David in and sat before Yahweh, and he said, Who am I, O Lord Yahweh, and what is my house that you have brought me till now? And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Lord Yahweh, but you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord Yahweh? And what can David say more to you? For you, Lord Yahweh, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your own heart, have you done all these great things to make your servant know them. Therefore you are great, O Yahweh God, for there is none like you, neither is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for your land before your people, which you redeemed to you from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For you have confirmed to yourself your people Israel to be a people to you for ever, and you, Yahweh, have become their God. And now, O Yahweh God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it for ever, and do as you have said. And let your name be magnified for ever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Yahweh of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you a house, therefore has your servant found in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord Yahweh, you are that God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Therefore now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue for ever before you, for you, O Lord Yahweh, have spoken it, and with your blessing let the house of your servant be blessed for ever. 2 Samuel chapter 8. And after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them, and David took Methegammah out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured he put he too put to death, and with one full line to keep alive. And so the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. David smote also Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 700 horsemen and 20,000 footmen, and David crippled all the chariot horses, but reserved of them for 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought gifts. And Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem, and from Beta and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took exceedingly much brass. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had smitten all the host of Hadadezer, then Toi sent Joram his son to King David to salute him and to bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and smitten him, for Hadadezer had wars with Toi. And Joram brought with him vessels of silver and vessels of gold and vessels of brass, which also King David did dedicate unto Yahweh with the silver and gold that he had dedicated of all nations which he subdued, of Syria and of Moab, and of the children of Ammon, and of the Philistines, and of Amalek, and of the spoil of Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And David got him a name when he returned from smiting of the Syrians in the Valley of Salt, being 18,000 men. And he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom put he garrisons, and all they of Edom became David's servants. And Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice to all his people. And Joab the son of Zeruiah was over the host, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, and Zadok the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar were the priests, and Seraiah was the scribe, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over both the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were chief rulers. 2 Samuel chapter 9. And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him to David, the king said to him, Are you Ziba? And he said, Your servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God to him? And Ziba said to the king, Jonathan has yet a son which is lame on his feet. And the king said to him, Where is he? And Ziba said to the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold your servant. And David said to him, Fear not, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is your servant, that you should look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. You therefore and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him, and you shall bring in the fruits that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba to the king, "According to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so shall your servant do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Michah. And all that dwelled in the house of Ziba were servants to Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. And 2 Samuel chapter 10. And it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, "I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me." And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun their lord, "Think you that David does honour your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Has not David rather sent his servants to you to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it?" Therefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off the one half of their beards and cut off their garments in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it to David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed, and the king said, "Tarry at Jericho until your beards are grown, and then return." And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth Rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Makkah 1,000 men, and of Ishtob 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array at the entering in of the gate, and the Syrians of Zobah and of Rehob and Ishtob and Makkah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me, but if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us strengthen the men for our people and for the cities of our God, and Yahweh do that which seems him good." And Joab drew nigh, and the people that were with him, to the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians had fled, then fled they also before Abishai, and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the city of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together, and Hadarezer sent and brought out the Syrians that were beyond the river, and they came to Helam, and Shobak the captain of the host of Hadarezer went before them. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and passed over the Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians, and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Shobak, the captain of their host, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon any more. 2 Samuel chapter 11. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an evening that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned to her house. And the woman conceived and sent and told David and said, I am with child. And David sent to Joab, saying, Send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah had come to him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, Go down to your house and wash your feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a gift of food from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down to his house, David said to Uriah, Came you not from your journey? Why then did you not go down to your house? And Uriah said to David, The ark and Israel and Judah dwell in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. And David said to Uriah, Tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let you depart. So Uriah stayed in Jerusalem that day and the next day. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but went not down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, Set you Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire you from him, that he may be smitten and die. And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, When you have made an end of telling the matters of the war to the king, and if so be that the king's wrath arises, and he says to you, Why approached you so near to the city when you did fight? Knew you not that they would shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaasheth? Did not a woman cast a piece of a millstone upon him from the wall, that he died in Thebes? Why went you near the wall? Then say you, Your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. So the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said to David, Surely the men prevailed against us and came out to us into the field, and we were upon them, even to the entering of the gate. And the shooters shot from off the wall upon your servants, and some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. Then David said to the messenger, Thus shall you say to Joab, Let not this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Make your battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage you him. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah her husband was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife, and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased Yahweh.